keep on riding with us as we continue to broadcast the balance and defend the discourse from these Hip Hop Weekly studios. Welcome back to Civic Cypher. I am your host, Ramses Ja. Big shout out to my man Q Ward, who is somewhere in South America trying to change the world, and I think we're all going to be a little bit better for it. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here with a dear friend of ours and a dear friend of the show, Ami Horwitz, who has come back today to help us with an update on the conflict going on in Palestine, the Israel-Hamas war. And for those just joining us, Ami Horwitz is a fellow journalist. He is a man who has gone underground with Hamas, and just a guerrilla journalist who's on the ground, you know, getting people's opinions. A conservative journalist. It's important to point that out. And over here, we're decidedly not conservative folks, in the same way. We're going to continue a conversation that we've been having. So stick around for that. In the meantime, it's time to discuss BABA, Becoming a Better Ally, BABA. And today's BABA is sponsored by Friends of the Movement. You can sign up for the free voter wallet from FOTMglobal.com to support Black businesses and allied businesses, as well as make an impact with your spending. Again, that's FOTMglobal.com. Today, we are going to shout out my JNF.org. The most trusted name in Israeli donations. I want to disclose to you that I have done some research on this org, and they do have a facet where they fund the IDF in terms of soldiers and protecting the soldiers and so forth. I need you to be aware of that. This was given to me by a dear friend of mine, Michael Malice, who is a supporter of this cause. He is a Jewish man and a decades-long friend of mine. And so I'm going to read this with you on his behalf. This is not an endorsement. This is just what we do. And today we are giving the microphone to our Jewish brothers and sisters. So since their founding in 1901, Jewish National Fund, USA's passion, commitment, and vision for the future of Israel and the Jewish people has remained clear and unwavering. Charity Navigator and Better Business Bureau consistently award Jewish National Fund USA with their highest ratings, indicating the organization's trustworthiness and fiscal responsibility. You can read more about their vision, work, and what makes them the leading organization supporting the land and the people of Israel, at my.jnf.org. So again, this is not a personal endorsement, and I would not personally ever recommend anyone donate money to fund war. That's just not my way. It's not in my heart. But I asked a person that had more insight than me. This was what I was given, and I gave my word that I would share it. And so if this moves you, you have my.jnf.org to visit next. Now back to Ami. I left this off in the middle of some sort of debunked or now heavily questioned talking points that I want to get just kind of response on. So I'll finish reading them. The ones that you can speak to, please. The ones that you don't feel are important, we'll just move on because we still have a ton to cover. I suspect we won't get to all of it. So the 40 beheaded babies, obviously that was something that everyone had to reel in after the fact. Hamas's main base being under the Al-Shifa hospital. The Associated Press found ultimately one room with a couple of metal cots in it that looked like it was out of use. The Washington Post said they found no evidence of a base. The Israeli military found the Gaza Ministry of Health to be a reliable source of info. And you mentioned, we spoke before today's meeting that this information was not reliable. But when I researched the sources that you gave me and the resources that I was researching prior to that, it turned out that one source was slightly more credible, left leaning than the source that you gave me, which was like, I believe it was like the Tablet or something like that. But the other source was science based. So it doesn't have a bias one way or the other. And it was greenlit all the way down. And that source is the, I have it right here. Give me one second. I have it in my email. I'm going to grab it for you in one second. But so in terms of the numbers of the people that have been killed, the 25,000 women and children and so forth, the four out of the 500.
It's 25,000 dead. It is not 25,000 women and children who were killed.
What we have here is 25,000 women and children. The number is much higher than that. So this is the number of women and people under the age of 18, makes up 25,000. The difference of adult men would make up the difference in the number of the dead total, which is above 30,000. This is based on the numbers from the most credible source that I found just yet. Again, science-based. In fact, I'll find it for you and share it with you just so that you have it here. It is the Lancet. The Lancet is kind of a medical, it's a
UK-based. I know that's the Lancet is, which is a highly biased source.
That's not what I found based on the media. And I use the same media.
Doesn't make any sense. How could the Lancet know anything about how many people were killed in Gaza? This doesn't make any sense. They have to get their numbers from somewhere. There are only two people who have any sense of what people are being killed. It's people on the ground in Gaza and the Israeli military.
So let me make sure I say that. Yeah. So that's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. So let me make sure that I state it correctly. The Lancet is not saying that the numbers are accurate. They're saying they have found no evidence that the numbers have been inflated. So those are two different things, but it's not unlike what you sent over from the tablet, which again, based on the same fact-checking source that I use to determine media bias, and I use it for all of them. I use it for CNN, Fox News, I use it for The Lancet, I used it for the tablet, I used it for everything that we use for today. So I use that as they define what center is, they define what credible is, and relative to every other source, I can use them as a guidepost. And so what I found based on what was sent over from you, the tablet thing, is that article that was suggesting that these numbers have somehow been inflated. A lot of that article was also speculative. It wasn't based on data. It was just based on these numbers don't quite look right. It wasn't based on these numbers are factually wrong. Good.
Statistical variability and the math behind that is data. So it is data.
Not necessarily. Data is data. Data is data. This is how many people died. This is how many people are.
We don't know.
That's data. Statistical variability, it could be an anomaly. It could be, just something that people didn't expect to see, but it is not in any way a confirmation. And I suspect that coming from a source that is so questionable, so far right-leaning and so questionable
which source?
The tablet.
Tablet's not a right-wing source.
It absolutely is. This is something that I looked up last night, but that's neither here nor there, we do need right leaning media sources as well, because between the two, somewhere we'll find the truth. So I'm not knocking them for that. It is a pro-Israel right leaning news source. However, they do have questionable they publish questionable articles, and their data is not considered to be reliable across the board, not to the degree that the Lancet is, not to the degree that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Please, your response.
I disagree. First of all, tablet, I don't see it as a right wing at all.
They're self admitted. You can look it up on their Wikipedia page. You can look it up on their website. So it's there.
And the Lancet is absolutely not an unbiased source. No point going in. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's left? Who's biased? Let's put aside.
Yeah.
The numbers themselves. No, I'm sorry. We'll deal with the numbers, but let's assume that Hamas's numbers, as dubious as that sounds, the belief Hamas numbers, let's assume their numbers are correct. Mm-hmm. Just assume it, right? 30,000 people roughly killed. Again, we have to devoid, and both you and I have been emotional about this. It's an emotional thing, and it's totally normal to be emotional about it. But I think ultimately you have to look at the data in context. And the context is actually kind of simple. Is if you look at the situation that Israel finds itself in, and you compare it to, let's say, where what most people would argue is the most moral, ethical army on earth today, which is NATO, and you compare them to how many civilians are killed versus militants in Afghanistan, which is a far, far easier place to conduct war in terms of avoiding civilian casualties. Mm-hmm. And I think most people argue NATO tries to avoid civilian casualties. Their average is one militant for three civilians. It's almost static number that they've had for decades when they engage in war. And assuming you take Hamas's numbers, right? Take both numbers as fact. The amount of how many Hamas terrorists have been killed that Israel has calculated, and how many civilians have been killed, you're talking 10 to 14,000 Hamas soldiers out of that 30,000 civilians.
So are you suggesting that the Hamas soldiers are including people who are under the age of 18?
Oh, of course.
Okay. That's okay. I see that. Yeah. That's not something that I delineated myself. So I wanted to
make sure. No, fair enough. And normally when you're dealing with a military, you wouldn't, because most kids don't fight wars, right? So you would assume that, because you don't have 15-year-olds going and trying to kill people. But unfortunately, in this situation, you do. But I'm sorry, the point is that you're talking roughly 1.5. So you have, for every terrorist who is killed, 1.5 civilians are killed. Less than 1 to 2, which is, again, to put in context, in the most difficult possible fighting environment that exists on planet Earth, densely urban warfare, where Hamas is specifically putting its own civilians as shields, which is not, by the way, not argued by anybody. In that environment, Israel is roughly killing 50% less civilians than NATO.
So your point is well made. Let me make sure that I push back just a bit right here.
Sure.
So when we talk about the human shields, I think that you're right when you say that there's a lot of people who don't question that, right? But what I think that a lot of people who are talking about outside of the very decidedly pro-Israel circles, which I, in my estimation, is very insulated from criticism, very insulated from, you know, there's laws on the books in Arizona that I've seen with these eyes. You cannot protest the nation state of Israel and enter into a government contract. Otherwise, your contract will be dismantled or voided or whatever. I forget
this.
Yep, seen it myself.
The words were, you can't criticize Israel, or you can't engage in BDS.
Protest.
Okay, I'm just clarifying.
But in any event, the point I'm making here is that again, with pro-Israeli folks, they're very insulated from these types of criticisms. But what I would argue is that there are folks who look at this and say, well, that's just the justification that Israel would need to finally get this off, right? The human shields thing, right? Oh, well, they're using the human shields. We mentioned the hospital. Right, that everyone was thinking, okay, there's a military base. Remember seeing the diagrams? From the AP. This isn't from Ramses. This isn't from Ami. There was one room they found with two cots in it.
CNN... CNN had an entire crew go down there. This is just not true.
Okay, so the AP is lying, because the AP is more credible than CNN.
I don't know if AP is more credible than CNN.
Absolutely. Trust me, I know this.
Okay.
News source than CNN.
I can tell you that when the AP interviewed me for a video that I did, and I crushed them in the interview, you know what the AP did? But totally biased interview. They didn't play the interview. CNN did. When CNN interviewed and I crushed them interview, they still played it. I'm not saying AP is a completely corrupt source of information. I'm not saying that. They are a relatively credible source of information. I have to see the article. I can only tell you that I saw Fox News, CNN go down into the tunnels under Al Shifa, and it wasn't one room. Now, it may not have been the main Hamas military base, but it was an incredibly sophisticated system under there, where there were plenty of weapons under it.
Yeah, that's not. And the Washington Post has another article kind of explaining the whole thing too, which again has a left bias to it. So less credible than the AP, in my estimation. I like the News Center, and I like it to be very credible.
So do I.
Right. But you know, we take both sides around here because we need to. But the fact is that you can imagine, by saying, okay, well, they have this military base underneath this hospital, and they're using the hospital, effectively using the humans in the hospital as human shields, so we can bomb that hospital. Oops, they're not there. Well, maybe they're under the next hospital. Let's bomb that one. Oh, maybe they're under the next hospital. Let's bomb that one. And as far as I know, I think it's all but 3 or 4 hospitals have been blown up. And so this starts to shift away from, wow, Hamas has this really sophisticated terrorism network to, wow, this really looked like a convenient excuse to just bomb all the infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. And then we're back to talking about how folks outside of that insulated bubble are becoming more and more critical of Israel's response. Hence the shift in attitudes, global support of Israel, more in favor of Palestine. So all of these things work together, where folks are now looking at this like, okay, so this is not fair. This is not humanitarian. This does not look like defense at all. There's no hostages recovered. In fact, the IDF is killing hostages now at this point. That's something that they admitted, you know, and this response, and to everyone that says, okay, well, Israel has a right to defend itself, we're not going to call for a ceasefire, it just starts to look as calloused as it looks. It just starts to look as self-serving as it looks. If in fact Israel is going after something other than Hamas. Could it be land? Could it be whatever? You know, you said it was conspiracy theory. I cannot prove or disprove that, and I won't try to, but you start to question things, and then people have that, as you mentioned, emotional response, like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Are you saying there's no terrorist infrastructure? I don't understand.
No, there absolutely is. And there are tunnels. But where they're identifying the tunnels and where we're supposed to find all of this stuff. Remember, Israel, the Israeli military is, I believe, the third most powerful military on earth. The intelligence that Israel has is about there in terms of how sophisticated their intelligence is, their weapons, their training, et cetera.
Do you think Israel's military is more powerful than Russia's?
I forgive me if the numbers are wrong, but I know that it's a very powerful military. I believe it's in the top five military. Absolutely. This is something that I've read, and maybe that's misinformation. Maybe the Israeli military.
Not that it matters.
But. Okay. But I do know it's a sophisticated operation. It is not anything.
It is no joke.
There it is. Okay. So with a military that powerful, making a mistake like that, it's
totally normal. It's not, Ramses, making mistakes, no matter how sophisticated you are, is part of war. The U.S. military makes mistakes all the time.
Leaning into them is not. And if leaning into your mistakes is a part of war, then discuss again the response of the world. See, my thinking is, Ami, I love Jewish people.
I know you do.
I've hugged when they lost loved ones. I've eaten at their table. I've been in the houses. These people took me in. Okay. This happened.
Hang on.
I have to hear what you have to say, but let me say this, okay?
Yeah,
these people I love with my whole heart.
I know it.
Okay, and then I see this response from Israel in the name of those Jewish people, in the name of defending those Jewish people, okay? And then I have to be critical of that response because those Palestinian folks, even though I haven't met any Palestinian folks until this time in my life, my default setting is to love them the same, okay? And when I do, I run the risk of being anti-Semitic. Huh? Me? Me. I run the risk of being called this, and so does everyone else, right? And so you become fearful of these criticisms. And so when you ask these questions like, listen, is this just justification to do this? Because you can say that, and then we can have that conversation, which I don't suspect that will ever happen, and I don't know that it is. But you start to see that global support shift away, and then you start questioning, listen, is this guy, this Netanyahu guy, is he really acting in the best interest of Jewish populations globally? Because you've been on the ground at universities, and you've seen a change in temperature toward Jewish people. You've seen that. And that's something that breaks my heart. And I suspect it's because of his response, murdering all these people who have nothing to do with it. He did not vote in that election. And the people that joined Hamas, Hamas call it a terrorist organization. I'll agree with you. Okay. But the people that join that, I question, what alternative do they have? Do I sit here and get bombed, or do I fight back? And if I fight back, how does it look? Are these the people fighting? Do I join them? Okay.
So, Ramses, first of all, you know that I would defend you to the death for something called anti-Semitic, right? You know that.
Thank you, homie.
Okay. You know that you don't have an anti-Semitic bone in your body. But what my point is that I think sometimes we get lost in the anecdote and we're losing the data I was bringing up before. Like, look, we can argue back and forth. Again, can mistakes be made? Mistakes can be made. Mistakes have been made. But ultimately, you're not and cannot impeach an overall statistic of the amount of civilians who were killed relative to the amount of terrorists who were killed. Now, to go back to for a moment to what you said about what choice they have. Again, I can't stress it enough. Before October 7th, they had their own essentially nation state. What do you mean what choice they had? They were making all their own political choices, their own economic choices. They were essentially, what it almost was a dry run for a Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza, okay? Which, by the way, I think ultimately that's where we have to be. But it makes that argument very hard when people on the right say to me, well, look what happened with Gaza. We gave them essentially a state. They made it to a terrorist state. There, you cannot find a single example of Israel attacking or bombing Gaza when it wasn't responding from attacks from Gaza. Not one. They're always a response. Now, when one says, well, how do you compare, 1,500 people being killed to 30,000 being killed? That's not proportional, right? That doesn't seem proportional. That's not what proportionality is. That's not in the law, and we can only go by the laws of war, right? Which have been set up over the course of centuries. Mm-hmm. And Israel will not be prosecuted for war crimes. And they will not be found guilty of war crimes because they're not committing war crimes. They are following the rules of war, how ugly they may seem to be, including proportionality. We can get to that later. But I want to stress that.
Well, I this show is way too short, and it's heartbreaking because there's so much more that we need to talk about. I appreciate you talking to me because it allows me some understanding, and hopefully it allows our listeners some understanding. Naturally, there are people who would push back, and I suspect that I need to have less talking points in an episode when it comes to something like this, because a lot of these we cannot simply just gloss over, and that's what we've done, and still we haven't gotten to the videos that are on your social media that I would naturally be very critical of your methods of, context, blind spots, all these sorts of things. And I'm sure you would welcome that. But we're going to have to table that for another discussion. Please, real quick, before we go, please drop your social media so folks can tap in with you.
Just at Ami Horowitz and all the major socials.
Absolutely. And of course, you can follow me at Ramses Ja. You can follow the show at Civic Cypher. Ami, we're going to have you back on again to finish this conversation. I hope you'll come back. But until then, peace.